few like halachic discussions on the Parashat HaShavua, which maybe you'll find interesting. So if you look on page 7, on the side that says page 7, so you see there, Kablan Shiputzim, you see that? As, so let's begin. Vayarot Esav Likrato. Ita Basifri, Muva Berashi Kan, Rashi brings down the words of Chazal in the Sifri, Alha de Tevat Vayishakehu Male Nekudot. If you look in the Torah, it says there, Vayarot Esav Likrato, Vayichadbekehu, Vayinashekehu. Esav came and he hugged him, Yaakov, and he kissed him. Now on the word Vayishakehu, as you know, Yesh Nekudot, or dots. It's a nadir meod, but it's not many places like this. So what is it hinting? Yesh darshu nekuda zu lomar shelo neshako bechol libo. One way, Chazal ar doresh, it's a hint. When you see a word with dots, al pi masoret, in the Torah, it's diminishing. Ze memaet. Was it memaet? He kissed him, aval, he wasn't into it. He was only on the outside. Lo bechol alev. Not with all his heart. That's one way. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, this is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He says, Halacha biyadua she, Halacha biyadua she Esav sone li Yaakov. Ela, she nichmeru rachama beota sha'a unshako bechol libo. Rabbi Shimon, he says, no. Don't make the mistake. Neshako bechol libo. He kissed him with all his heart. Ma kara lo ishtagea? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Kacha omer. Be'emet neshako bechol libo. אבל לא תחשוב, בדרך כלל, הלכה בידוע, אסב שונא ליעקב. Don't make any mistake about it. אסב hates יעקב. It was just at that moment, הקדוש ברוך הוא turned around his heart, נחמרו רחמיו, his heart had a change of feelings. So now, הנה כתב מרן בשולחן ערוך. So מרן writes in שולחן ערוך, as we know, in יורד דעה, סימן פחד, אסור להעלות על שולחן אחד בשר וחלב, ואפילו בשר חיה ועוף. This is the halakha. That you're not allowed to bring on one table בשר וחלב. Let's say someone on the same table, someone here is going to eat dairy, כן? And someone here in front of him is going to eat meat. כל אחד בשלו, everyone in Israel, they're not mixing. Not allowed to do that. להעלותם על שולחן אחד, it's a dina de mishnah. It's a halakha in the mishnah. One is not allowed to do that, of course, because of gezerah of chachamim, you might come, you know, you feel close with each other, botitam taste, oh, masita, whoa, is it basar v'chalav? In order not to have such a case, you don't mix on the same table, ve'afilu besar chaya ve'of, even if it's chicken, even if it's, he's eating dairy, and you're eating chicken. And it's only midrabanan. Still, asur lehalot. Chazak uvaruch. So now the question is like this: Yesh lachkor kablan shiputzim. For example, a construction worker. He's the head of the company. He's a Jewish guy, okay? And he has his workers in Israel. Usually, they're right non-Jews, aravim, okay? So kablan shiputzim shochel beshulchan echad im po'alim aravim. Haim or let's say Mexicanim by us, right? Haim mutar lo le'echol basar al shulchan echad kesheim ochlim chalav. The halacha biyadua she'esav sone liyakov. Od dilma asur le'echol b'shulchan echad basar im chalav. Now, what does this have to do with halacha esav sone liyakov? Because the halacha states, and it's in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, this that we say that you're not allowed to bring on the same table. To eat, two people to eat, basar, and the other one, chalav. So that's only if they are acquainted with each other. They're friends, or they know each other, right? And so then there is a chashash that they might mistakenly give each other from the food, and they will be nichshav. But the Gemara says, if let's say we're talking about people that are not close to each other, they're strangers. You know, sometimes it happens, let's say, workers from a different place, they all gather in a place and they happen to be sitting on the same table. I don't know him, he doesn't know me. Okay? So there's no feeling of any closeness that, hey, take from my plate. I don't know.
Like a cafeteria.
Like by a cafeteria. And especially if the two people who happen to be stuck together in the same table hate each other. If they hate each other, mashayach. So, if we say, halacha biyadua Esav sone liyakov, a goy hates a Jew. That's it. So if that's the case, so maybe it doesn't apply. Maybe you could have your worker who's non-Jew, he's eating his food, his meat or whatever it is, and you'll have your baked ziti right next to him on the same table, and buy up, because it's not... Or do we say, no, you're still not allowed? That's the question here, lehalacha. So he brings down some interesting points and opinions. V'ineh hashach, the shach, when you learn yoredea, so one of the primary, hashach zeh sifte kohen, shach zeh sifte kohen, his name was Rabbi Shabbatai Kohen. He was lifne 400 shana, around 400 years in the 1600s. That's the shach. Hashach yoredea. You see, in Orachaim, Shulchan Aruch, Orachaim, you open up Shulchan Aruch, Orachaim, you see Magen Avraham and Ture Zahav and Taz. Yore De'ah, you don't see Magen Avraham, you have the Shach and Taz and the Ture Zahav. And that's the classic, when you learn for Rabbanut, to receive Smicha. So you learn the Halachot of Ta'arovot, you learn the Halachot Basar V'Chalav, Halachot of Melicha, and others. You have to know Shach and Taz. You have to know those two. There are many mefarshim on the bottom also, but shach and taz are the classic. So the shach says the following: In yore de'as siman pechet siv katan bet hevi b'shem Haran. Rak iskarnu et Haran. Baruch Hashem, zechutot hagen alenu. Hevi b'shem Haran perek gidanashet. That's in Masechet Chulin, the seventh perek. Dibur echad. He brings one opinion from the Ran who says the following: De Yisrael mutar leechol imanuchri b'shulchan echad. You're allowed to sit on the same table. The nochri, the non-Jew, is eating nevela. He's eating non-kosher meat, and you're eating. You brought your food to eat kosher food. You're allowed to, says the Ran. Why? De lo hirchiku chachamim rak bebasar vechalav. Because this harchaka, this halacha that Chachamim made, that you're not allowed to eat on the same table, that's only when it comes to the issur of dairy versus meat. Why? Dehai lechudashari, dehai lechudashari. Because what's the special, what's the uniqueness of the issur of basar v'chalav? Each one on its own is mutar. Meat on its own is fine, and dairy on its own is fine. So therefore, Chazal were machmir, when it comes to basar v'chalav, don't eat together. Because since each food in itself is kosher, so you might come to share with each other, and then there's a problem. But when it comes to the isur of nevela, then there's no problem. You know, you already know, this is nevela, ma'ashayach, I'm not going to mix it at all. Mashma midivrei haran, so those are the words of the Ran. Mashma midivrei haran, יש איסור לישראל האוכל בשולחן אחד עם הגוי לאכול חלב או בשר כשהגוי אוכל בשר וחלב. In other words, like this, it comes out from the Ran, if the non-Jew that you're eating with on the same table is eating nevela, nevelot utrefot, he has his sandwich from Man Yodama, so then there's no problem. You could eat on the same table. But if he's eating meat and you're eating chalavi, or vice versa, or if it's basar v'chalav, let's say it's kosher food, but he's eating basar v'chalav, then you're not allowed to eat on the same. In other words, bekitzur, very simple, according to this opinion in the Ran, the isur harchakat, the prohibition of eating on the same table, is only regarding basar v'chalav, not regarding non-kosher food. Okay, the hiksha hapleti, the pleti is one of the achonim, this is Rabbi Yonatan Eifshitz. Of Yonatan Eifshitz, his pirush on the Shulchan Aruch, Yore De'ah, is called Kreti Upleti. In his Pleti, he writes as follows, Al Haran. He asks on the Ran, Ube'emet, Baruch Haba, Baruch Haba, Shashem Yiten Lachem Koach, Ve'refu'ah, Ezad Hashem. Ve'zeh Lishono, the Pleti asks on the Ran, Ube'emet lo hevanti, Mi sam achva ve'reut ben Yehudi la'akum. The Pleti says, what? Who is saying that there is any closeness between Mazeh? הוא לא סועד איתם. הם סועדים על אותו שולחן. לסעוד איתם זה משהו אחר. אבל הוא אוכל בשלו ואני בשלי. ואין לנו מקום אחר. משתמשים באותו שולחן. בזה מדובר. זה לא נקרא לסעוד איתו. That's different. But the Pleti is asking, who holds that there's any connection between a Jew and a non-Jew? הלא הלבבות הרחוקות. He says, we feel very distant from them. Ve'en pirud levavot ke pirud hadatot. the Kreti says a very interesting lashon. He says there's no bigger divider of the hearts than the division of religions. Once you know he's a Christian or he's a Muslim, that already makes it that the heart is not close to him. Ve'afilu simatchen asaruhu. You're not allowed to have a friendship together. Im ken havele ke'achsania u'kibnei adam she'ena makirim ze'etze. So the halacha is like people who don't know each other, right? People who don't know each other. Are they allowed to eat on the same table meat and milk? Yes, they are. Hayesh yoter eva mi ben shene ba'ale datot. Is there any bigger, you know, divider between people than two religions? Nir'im ko'avim b'sha'at hana'ata. And it only seems like they're friends, but they're not really friends. So therefore, the Pleti is asking, it seems from the Ran that the only time you'd be allowed to sit on the same table with the goy is if he has his ham sandwich, okay? And you're eating your kosher deli sandwich. So then, there's no problem. But basal v'chalav, it would be asur. Why? Because Chachami made a gzerah, shelo le'alot alotah shulchan, not to bring on the same table, basal v'chalav. Asks the Pleti, but what do you mean? But that's only if you feel close to each other. But by a non-Jew, what do you feel close? You don't feel close. And if it should be mutar, even basar v'chalav, even if you're eating your dairy and he's eating basar, it should be mutar. Because the whole reason, זה לא על מריטיים, כל האיסור, לא, לא, זה לא שייך להנאה. כל האיסור שחכמים אמרו, why did they say that you're not allowed to eat on the same tables? Because you might share. You're not going to share with a goy. Even if he's eating kosher food, okay? Let's say he has kosher food, but you're not going to share with him. You're not going to, we feel so nice, let's eat, I eat from you, you eat from me. Two Jewish friends, they can do that, but not ben Latot. That's what the Pleti is asking. V'katav v'darkei teshuvah, the Darkei Teshuvah writes, שמדברי הפלטי מש מחידוש, דאף בישראל ונוכרי, האוהבים זה לזה, מותר לאכול על שולחן אחד בשר וחלב. He says, it comes out from the Pleti, even if let's say they're friends, but because of the fact that they are separated by their religions, it comes out by the Pleti, it would be mutar, even basar v'chalav, to eat on the same table. Aval biyad Yehuda, bepirush ha'aruch katav, she'im ha'Yisrael ve'hagoy, makirim, likule alma asur le'alot al shulchan echad basar v'chalav. In other words, it's a machloket, how to learn the meaning of the kreti u'pleti. Did he mean even if they're friends? So it seems that Darkei Teshuvah is learning that the Pleti held, even if the non-Jew and the Jew are friends, still it's mutar, because of the division of the religions. But the Yad Yehuda says, no. If these two happen to be friends, if they're acquaintances, right? They're friends. So then it's not allowed. V'chen katav ha-pri to'ar. Now here, let's study the words of the pri to'ar. Pri to'ar, you know who wrote pri to'ar? That's the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh wrote a pirush on Shulchan Aruch Yored De'a. He called it pri to'ar. In many Sfarim, in the old Sephardic, my father told me that when Sfaradim would go for smicha, so instead of shach v'taz, you would have to learn Shulchan Aruch Yored De'a with pri chadash and pri to'ar. These are two Sfaradim. Shach and Taz are Ashkenaz. The pri chadash is Rabbi Chizkiya de Silva. He was a Sfaradi, and the Pri Toar, of course, was also Sfaradi, Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The Pri Toar and the Pri Chadash, ma ze shor shenagach et hapara. They're arguing all the time, machlokot, between the Pri Toar and the Pri Chadash. Zechutam tagen aleinu, mechila, that I said shor shenagach et hapara. I didn't mean that. I meant just as a joke. I meant like, they're always arguing. So the Pri Toar, the Or HaChaim, he says something very clear. Look what he says. Let's learn this well. V'chen katav ha-pri to'ar le-hachmir. The pri to'ar is machmir in this case. Again, what's the case that we're talking about? With a non-Jewish worker, and are you allowed to eat basar, meaning he eats basar, you eat chalav, or vice versa. Ach katav le-chalek, but there is a difference, he says, ben im ma'alim lanochri al ha-shulchan ma'achalim shemevi'im lo mi-beto. As אף שהם מכירים זה את זה ואינם מקפידים זה על זה, אין לחוש. The Or HaChaim, the Pri Toar says that there is an exception, however. Let's say this non-Jew, the food that he's eating is from his house. Meaning it's non-kosher food. He's bringing non-kosher food from his house. Then says the Pri Tohar, even if they are makirim zeze, even if they are colleagues, you know, they're workers together, they are allowed to eat on the same table. De en lecha heker gadol mize im Yisrael yodea shu ma'achal shel nochri. Let me explain this musag of the heker. Heker, by the way, this also applies, for example, it's similar to the halachot of husband and wife when nida. So husband and wife, when they're nida, they're not supposed to be, you know, they have to have some kind of a heker between them, a separation between them. So when it comes to basar v'chalav at the same table, the Gemara in Chulin says that if there is a heker, if there is some kind of a divider on the table, so then it's allowed. Now, what is the heker? It cannot be a loaf of bread. A loaf of bread that each one is going to use for his meal, that's not a mechitza, right? It's like the mechitza maybe in some places where zelo shmo mechitza, where each one can see the other. So a loaf of bread, that's not mechitza. But it has to be something, let's say you have like a, you know those standers that have a sign in it, right? And two of those, you put it between, then there's no problem. Why? What's the idea of heker? Because the whole chashash why you're not allowed to eat on the same is because you might forget by accident to share with each other. The hekel reminds you. It says, oh, I'm not supposed to do that. You might want, you'll have an urge for a second. Oh, I want him to taste from this. Ah, mazepo, baruch ha-matzil. Baruch Hashem, I didn't do this. So says the Pri Tohar, what bigger hekel do you have when he brings his McDonald's sandwich with the wrapper? And you just take a look at it, and a Jew is already recoiling, you know, backwards. So that is the heker in itself, says the Pri Tohar. The en chiluk ben besane velau trefa ushan devar isur o gvina bechol makom mutar lehalot lanochi al hashulchan sheochel alav Yisrael basar. Why? Shekol sheyodea Yisrael shehu shel nochri. The Pri Tohar, his point here, he says, once the Jew knows that food, that's his food. He brought it from his, you know, from his house. Havale bichlal minkar isura. That's included in the concept of minkar isura. It is enough of a recognition that will remind each other not to share and not to mix. Delo gazu b'kiyai gavna. Aval im eviu lifnei anochri ma'achal mibeto shel Yisrael. Az im en makpidim ze al ze asur. Let's say the food that he's eating, the non-Jewish worker, is kosher food. You're the boss of the company, let's say. And you're sitting together with your Mexican workers or Puerto Rican workers or Aravim in Israel or wherever it may be. And you ordered from Holy Schnitzel. Okay? And you ordered from pizza, Leda, Ifo. Giant bagel. Grill. Next door, he brings from Giant Bagel. Okay? So then, in that case, you cannot eat on the same table. Why? Because since you know it's kosher food, even though he's a non-Jew, but you might come because you are enam, you're friends with each other. It will come. You might come out to be over isu. You have to make a mechitza. V'katav b'sefer dalte teshuva, muva b'darke teshuva, she'im ha'goy ochel ma'achale chalav kasher, v'hu sachir etzel ba'al ha'bayit Yisrael. The dalte teshuva, brought in the darke teshuva, he brings a different scenario. He says, let's say the non-Jew is eating dairy food, which is kasher, and however, he is a sachir etzel ba'al ha'bayit Yisrael. He is hired by the Jew who's sitting next to him. Then in that case, says the Dalte Teshuvah, mutar leha'aloto al ha'shulchan. In that case, you're allowed to eat with him on the same. Why is that? Shulchan shochel alav ba'al ha'bayit basar. Ve'lo chayshin an dil ma'ateh ba'al ha'bayit le'chol mimenu. We're not choshesh that maybe the ba'al ha'bayit will come to take from him and to eat. Why? You may remember from the Gemara Masechet Ketubot, the Gemara gave a svara, Hashta mishelo noten lo le'echol yochal mimenu. When we're talking about a person who's the boss, and he is the hired worker, right? So now, he's eating from your food, meaning you paid for his food, you're feeding him. So the Gemara has a logical svara like this. He's eating from you, you're giving from yours to him. you're going to come and eat from him? That's beneath you. You're not going to eat from him. You're the giver over here. You're not who takes from someone else? Someone who tzarich. You're taking from him. So therefore, there's no chashash in that case. Says the Dar Teshuva that you're going to be nichshal in the isur of basal v'chalav.
Would it be the same if on a reverse? I mean, if a Jewish worker for a Goy boss, whatever, you know.
So then it sounds like there would be a problem.
In this case, if he's giving it to you, that is...
Because you might come...
So that was a very specific...
Right,
In the general...
In a general case, we would go back to what the Pri Tohar said. And exactly, and the Pritah says that if there, you know, you're not going to touch from each other unless you know that this food is kosher food. But if he brought it from his house, that's
you cannot leave the food and go to bathroom or something.
Right, then it's already an issue of basar shenitale mina ayin. Right, that's he may have mixed it.
There was a story in a plane, our plane.
Yes, yes.
That the person
Jew.
Huh?
Okay.
Basar shenitale minayin is a serious halacha. Very, very true. That's why when you send it through a shaliach, who's a non-Jew, it has to be double wrapped, you know, with a stamp on it and all that we know that it's not going to be mixed. That's a sugya shlema in Masechet Chulin.
Of course. Not to go too far. To have a colleague, not a boss and a worker.
Right.
Two people work, both workers.
Right, so I think that was the case that the Pritoar is talking about. So this is common. This could happen. And he says even just the smell of the food is going to... But it's true. That's the Svara of the Pritoar. The Svara of the Pritoar is that the fact that you know he brought his own food that's non-kosher, that's already enough of a heker. And Mimela, you would be allowed. It's better to smell paint. Let's see another piece of halakha over here. Okay, let's see. The next one is not necessary. This one over here. You know what? Let's do the next one. Let's see where this takes us. Vayomer shalecheni ki ala hashachar. All right. Let's see where this goes. After the wrestling match between Yaakov and the Malach, so he says to the Malach says to Yaakov, can you imagine that? Shalecheni ki ala hashachar. Please let me go. Let me go. It's morning time. I have to go say shira. Ita bigmara b'masechet chulin daf tzadik alef. Amar lo Yaakov la Malach. Yaakov told the Malach, "Ganav ata or kubyustus ata shemitiyarim in hashachar." He's telling the Malach, "Mata boreach? What are you running away? Ah, it's daytime now. What are you hiding? Usually the ganavim, where do they come? Like it says in the Haftarah, this week's Haftarah, im ganavim bau lach im shodede laila. It says there that normally they come at night. In the morning, ken tizrach hashemesh yasefun ve'en me'onotam yubatzun. When the shemesh goes up, they go back to their places. So Yaakov is asking the Malach, ala shachar, you need to go. Why? You're a ganav? What's going on? Amar lo, 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 chabibik. Malach ani, umiyom shenivreti lo yigi azemani lo mar shira ad achshav. Boom, exactly this time, he didn't find any other time, that he says, look, from the time that I was created, I'm an angel. From the time that I was created, I didn't have a turn yet to say Shira until today. So I can't miss the bus. I have to go and say Shira. Ubesefer Merav Sin Igre. Merav Sin Igre is a nice little sefer that has all kinds of nice kushiyot with tirutzim. It's a nice sefer. בספר מרב סין איגרי היקשה, הלא איתה בגמרה במסכת חגיגה, כי אין מלאכי השרת אומרים שירה אלא בלילה. אם כן, איך אמר המלאך כי הגיע הזמנו לומר שירה בעלות השחר? We have a contradiction over here. It says in the גמרה, מסכת חגיגה, open גמרה, דף י' ב' עמוד ב', it says that the מלאכים, they say שירה at night. That's why in פרשת בשלח, מה זה?
מה זה הלילה? איזה לילה? של מי?
טוב, בלילה שלנו. זה כבר...
למעלה יש לילה?
אז אתה כבר, רבי אברהם, אתה כבר נכנס לשאלה עמוקה מאוד. It goes by our Laila. This touches upon the Gemara in Brachot, the famous Gemara in Brachot, Arba or Shalosh Mishmarot Tavei Laila. What does it mean, Mishmarot? There are shifts in the nighttime. Shifts of what? The Malachim in Shamayim, they have different shifts of saying Shira at night. And so when the guards change, the changing of the guards, okay? The changing of the guards by the angels, that's when is down here below, there are Simanim. Whether it's Klavim Tzoakim or Isham Chamor Noer, can the Gemara in Masechet Brachot that you remember from the beginning? So it's you see it goes by our nighttime. Now what does that mean? You know how does that work in Shemaim? Ani lo chol asbir mifani yoda katonti
miladatis.
Ken. Aval hashaila hi kacha. B'Gemara Chagiga katuv shehem omrim shira balayla. They say Shira at night. So what is the Malach telling Yaakov? Shalechen ki ala hashachar, I have to go say Shira, it's morning. But morning, you don't say Shira, you say Shira at night. That's why in Parashat Beshalach, what does it say? It says, Velo karav ze el ze kol alayla. The Gemara in Masechet Megillah says, when they were standing by the Kriyat Yam Suf, it's as if it says, Velo kara ze el ze kol alayla. They didn't do Shira the whole night. Because Bikshu Malachi Asharet Lomar Shira. They wanted to sing. What did Hashem tell them? Maaseh Adai Tovim Bayam Ve'atem Omrim Shira. My handiwork is being drowning in the sea. You want to say Shira? So what do you see from here? That normally, when do they say Shira? It's at night. So how do we understand? V'nireh Lomar Al Pima She'katab Bamearsha V'chidushei Agadot Al Masechet Chagiga Sham Lechalek Ben Malachim Hanivraim Bechol Yom She'en Omrim Shira Ela Pam Achat Beyom She'nivra'u Leven Malachim KeGavriel UMichael She'omrim Shira Tamid. There is a difference in Malachim. It depends which Malach you are. If you are from the senior Malachim, you know, Michael, Gabriel is already veteran. You know, veteran malachim, they're saying Shira all the time. That's different. Aval malachim that will create, that there are malachim that are created every day. Every day there are, maybe through our mitzvot that we do, as we know when we do mitzvot, we create malachim. Then that is when we say that there is a specific time for them to say Shira. That's one answer. Ve'od nireh letaretz al pi ma shekatav ha-chazonish lechalek ben ha-malachim ha-reginim leben malach prati. The Chazonish gives a little bit of a different difference between malachim. Oh, there are malachim regilim, the normal malachim, whatever that means, and there is personal malachim. Ve'ashira ha'amura kan ena ha'ashira shel ha'malachim ha'mitchalekim le'mishmarot. The Shira which this Malach was telling Yaakov is not referring to the Shira that is said every night in the Mishmarot, in the different shifts of the night. Shehem Yeduot, Shehem Malachim Pratiim. These are specific Malachim that say Shira. V'kaze haya saro shel Esav Malach Prati. V'zo ha'pam sheratza lomar Shira haya bayom u'be'od laila lo haya rashai lekach. So lefi ze hagmara bechagiga shomeret she'en malachei shira umrim shira ila balayla kavanata lemalachim hareginim hamitchalekim lemishmarot. The gmara in chagiga that say that they only say shira in at night is talking about the regular normal malachim that say their shira every night, and they are divided into shifts. Aval malach prati hameyuad lematara yedua, but an individual malach who is designated for a certain purpose, like that malach that came to fight with Yaakov, Omer Shira gam bayom, he could say even in the day. Veomer Rabbi Gamliel Hakohen Rabinovich Shlita mitaretz besifro Pardes Yosef Echadash, al pi ma shemevoah bagmara chagiga sham atam shamalachim omrim shira rak balayla. The Gemara in Chagiga explains, why is it that the Malachim say Shira specifically only at night? Mipene kevodam shel Yisrael sheikar shirat tfilatam bayom. It's out of deference, out of kavod to Am Yisrael, who say Shira in the daytime. They don't want to mix in with our Shira. So they say, okay, you Am Yisrael, you say Shira in the day, right? We say Kedusha, in Shechrit, in Mincha. So therefore, they leave over their Shira, the Malachim, at night. Ve'en ha-Malachim rotzim litchot et Yisrael. The Malachim don't want to, like, sort of push aside the Shira, to interfere with the Shira of Yisrael. Im ken, kol ze shayach dafka achare she'am Yisrael kam v'niyah la'or. The Pardes Yosef says a very, very simple answer. He says, when do we have this issue that the Malachim only say Shira at night out of deference to Am Yisrael. That's after Am Yisrael became a nation. That's different, right? But at the time when Yaakov was wrestling with Saro Shel Esav, Adayin HaMalachim Ayu Sharim Gam Bayom. The Malachim at that time were free to sing in the daytime as well. There was not yet Am Yisrael. Once Am Yisrael came, they received the Torah by HaSinai and they started saying Shira in the day. The Malachim reserved and they retrieved, went back, and they say Shira only at night. Tirutz Acher. All right. Od Metaretz. And one more, fourth answer.
Hagaon.
Can she hear some background music? Od Metaretz Hagaon Rabbi Gamliel HaKohen Rabinovitz. He says another answer. You know Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovitz, the big mekubal in Eretz Yisrael, big rabbi. People go to him for brachot and this. ייתכן שכוונת הגמרא שהמלאכים אינם אומרים שירה אלא בלילה. It could be that we can explain. This that the Gemara says that the מלאכים say שירה only in the night, הוא רק על שירות ותשבחות המיוחדים להם. That's only regarding their specific, they have their own ספר פיוטים, you know, their own בקשות that they say, that's only at night. אבל שירה שעם ישראל אומר אותה ביום, but let's say we're talking about Shira that Am Yisrael says in the daytime, Gama Malachim Omrim Ota Biyachad Im Yisrael Bayom. Here, this is a different outlook. Before we said that they don't say Shira Bayom out of deference. Here we're saying, no, the Shira that Am Yisrael say, the Malachim join also, like Pesukei Dezimra, like Kedusha, the Malachim, they join also in the day. Ukegon Kedushat Kadosh Kadosh. Omrim HaMalachim Biyachad Im Yisrael. כנאמר בנוסח תפילת מוסף, like we say in מוסף, כתר ייתנו לך השם אלוקנו, מלאכים המוני מעלה, עם עמך ישראל כבוצי מטה. The מלאכים, they say שירה, together with עם ישראל כבוצי מטה. יחד כולם קדושה ישלשו. Don't we sing this all the time in Keter? Yeah, sure. So we say it together with them. אם כן ייתכן, so he says, it could be ששרו של עשיו ביקש לשחררו לומר שירה, כיוון שהגיע הזמנו לומר שירה עם ישראל. Okay, it's a little bit of a far-fetched answer, but that's what he says. Okay. Now, I'd rather skip the next case. it says over here, we know it says in the Gemara, Chas v'shalom, lo alenu, lo alechem. It says in the Gemara that ba'avon nedarim, isha meta, banim metim. It's a Gemara Shabbat. That if a person makes vows, if he makes nedarim and he doesn't keep them, he doesn't follow through, this is punishment, isha meta, and things like that. Yeah. So let's say a person, he asks a question over here, bo nagid, yeah, there's a way out. Let's say someone... Someone who has, you know, he's suffering and he wants to, so he says, you know what, I'm going to make a neder, I'm not going to pay, and we'll see. As boni, hine tshuva, hine achida besifro petach enayim al hagmara b'maseret Rosh Hashanah. The Chida, in his sefer, wonderful, beautiful sefer, Petach Enayim, on all the Agadot of Shas, in Rosh Hashanah he says, V'chen besifro Chomat Anach an Mishle. Chomat Anach is the sefer of the Chida on Tanach. So in Mishle he writes the following, Shamati meharav ir v'kadish, kvod morenu harav rabenu Gedalia Chayun. The Chida heard from Rav Gedalia Chayun, one of the big rabbanim in his time, we're talking now in the 1700s, שחזל אמרו שבעוון נדרים אשתו מתה, ומי שיש לו אישה רעה ונודר ואינו מקיים כדי שתמות אשתו, הוא טיפש. Anyone who does that is a fool. Why? דמיתת אשתו הוא לעונש. לא לעשות לו נחת רוח. He says, because it's supposed to be a punishment. It's not supposed to be a נחת רוח, a reward. וכלפי זה אמר הכתוב, Therefore, in this regard, the pasuk says, "Im en lecha leshalem, if you don't have what to pay, pirush she'asit ze kedei she'tamut ishtecha ve'al ze ani omer lama yikach mishkavcha." The pasuk says, "Why should Hashem chas v'shalom take you la'asot lecha nachat ruach adraba utzach la'anesh ba'amon edarim?" Bekitzur, the point is, he's saying that's not going to work. If a person chas v'shalom is over on nedarim, if he makes a neder and he doesn't fulfill, there is punishment. Now, it's either this or that, depending on what is considered a punishment. ועוד אולי אפשר לומר, דהנה אם יש האדם אישה רעה, יש לו עצה להתפטר ממנה, שיעשה נדר ולא יקיימו. לכן הזהירה התורה בפרשת כי תצא, מוצא שפדיך תשמור. אפילו אם יש לך בבית מוצאה, מוצא, דהיינו אישה רעה נקראת מוצא, כמו שכתוב, מוצא אני את האישה מר ממוות, גם שפתיך תשמור שלך. He gives like a little cute פירוש based on this. What did we learn? Even in such a case, a person should never do that to make נדרים. Why? It says, מוצא שפתיך תשמור ועשית, which literally means what comes out of your mouth, you have to fulfill. Even if it's a case of מוצא, it says in the pasuk, "Umotze ani et ha'isha amar mimavet." Shlomo HaMelech said, right? I don't know why every sheva brachot a kala has to hear this statement, because everybody who gets up to speak by sheva brachot, he speaks about the famous contradiction. One pasuk says matza isha matza tov, and another pasuk says "Umotze ani et ha'isha amar mimavet." Pesukinot yoshvot sham v'shomot et ha'pesukim ha'ele. Anyway, so even if there is chas v'shalom motze, they ask the chatan, they ask him, the Gemara says, b'ma'arava amri, in ma'arava they ask him, matza o motze? Nu, is it matza or is it motzi matza? Which one is it? So even in the case of such a case, a person should not chas v'shalom. Okay, that was just for a little smile. This was not, you know. Now, let's go to the next one. It says like this. Oh. Very interesting. The question is, someone who has mishesh lo bat tova, someone who has a good daughter, does he have an obligation to marry her off to a bachur ra, shema tachzirenu lamutab, to give a chance that maybe she'll bring him back b'tshuva? Now you know what this is referring to. Ve'et achad asar yeladeha, katav Rashi, ken, katav Rashi, ve'dina hechan hayta, Rashi says, it says, ve'et achad asar yeladeha. Where was dina? So the Chazal say, Rashi brings, Netana bateva ve'na'al befaneha, shelo yiten ba'esav enav. He locked her up in a box so that Esav should not look at her. And chas v'shalom, lekach ne'enash Yaakov. Now Yaakov was punished right away. What is it followed with? Vatetze dina vatle'a. The whole story with Shechem. Because ne'enash Yaakov shemena'a me'achiv. You deprived your brother of dina. Shema tachzirenu lamutav. Ken? Venafla biyat Shechem. Maybe she would bring him closer to Hashem. So now this is a shocking word, sentence from Chazal. Really? Yaakov is held accountable for not allowing Dinah to marry her? Because maybe she... And maybe Esav is going to make her become worse. What, is it such a risk? How is it possible? It's a very shocking statement of Chachamim. I heard once a tirutz on this, by the way. Rabbi Miller, alav shalom, his shita was to always answer this, al pishitat slabotka. He would answer that Yaakov, what he did was right. Be'emet, what he did, zeh. I mean, who's going to want to take a risk to let his daughter marry someone who's a rasha, because maybe she'll cause him to do teshuvah? You're not going to take aval. Rak riga. Az echu tirutz, az lama hu ne'enash. So why was Yaakov really... Chazal say ne'enash. Why? So he says in Slavotka, they used to say, what he did was good, was right. But when he was knocking the nail into the box, he did it with a little bit too much gusto, with a little too much hana'a. You're not going to get her. You're not getting kacha with hana'a. Zegva, what are you enjoying it? You should have said to yourself, malasot, my brother, I can't. En malasot. Aval le'enot mize, what are you enjoying? That's how they used to explain in Slavotka, and he took it even a step further. he took it a step further, whatever. He said that Be'emet, he didn't have an eye. He was very sad, but he was not sad enough. Anyway, so that's al pi derech hamusar. But let's see what he said. What did you want to say?
Yehol,
ulai sav,
rotza lechet. I don't know,
if you
ginger,
what should I say?
כי הוא לא
בא ל... חזרנו לג'ינג'י?
הוא ג'ינג'י.
כן, הוא חזרנו.
אז יכול להיות שהוא, אם היה הולך לקחת משם אישה, היה משהו טוב.
אהה, אהה.
אז
פה
היה לו צ'אנס לא ללכת,
לשם
לקבל אישה יותר
טוב. אולי, אוקיי. צריך לחשוב על זה קצת, אבל...
כן, אני חושב קצת.
אני, אבל איפה ג'ינג'י? אשתי תשמע שאני מחפש את זה כבר. טוב. anyway. אבל... ננסה לראות, אני רק צריך. אז יש להקשות, מדוע נענש יעקב? איך יש חיוב לאדם לתת את ביתו שתתחתן עם רשע? הרי אמרינן, oh, he makes the question even stronger. Doesn't the Gemara say, I'll read now in translation to save time. Doesn't the Gemara say in מסכת פסחים, עטף ממתת, that רבי מאיר says, כל המסיב ביתו לעם הארץ, כאילו כופתה ומניחה לפני הרי. Anyone who lets his daughter marry someone who's amaret, which means a hater of Torah, that's what it means. It doesn't just mean ignorant. It means a hater of Torah. It's like he's putting her in front of a lion. So we see you're not supposed to just let your daughter marry anyone like that. So why is Yaakov punished? Hine b'moshav zekenim lebaalei ha-tosfot hikshah v'chi mi sheyesh lo ach meshumad yasilo bito shei bat vav shanim kasher hayta dina. In other words, the Tosfot, they also ask this question. What? Someone who has a brother who's off the derech, chas v'shalom, or mishumad. Mishumad is worse. He went to a different religion, right? So now, he should give him his daughter of 6 years old, which dina al pi cheshbon, if you do the math, at that time, dina was 6 years old. So Tosfot is just beyond themselves. They're saying, what in the world are you expecting from Yaakov? Is he supposed to give over Dinah to Esav? What's going on over here? V'shema yesh lomar, so the Tosfot say, maybe you can say, shekibel alav teshuvah al menat shelo yezalzel. Kemo sheneemar, nis'a v'nelecha v'elcha l'negdecha b'shaveh v'yadu. In other words, Tosfot say, but Esav showed that he was respectful. In other words, if we're talking about a person who's mamash rasha, of course, there's no question. Yaakov would not have been held accountable for what he did. But Esav showed signs of hope. Because what did Esav tell him? Esav said, Esav v'nelecha lenegdecha, would you like me to accompany you? I'll come, I'm going to be with you. Oh, Esav shows that at least, even if he's not, you know, taking on the Torah, but he's respectful to Yaakov, so maybe in this case there was hope that if Dinah would marry him, she could actually, make him into a big rabbi. You never know. Like a tov, yefe, like a nachon, Resh Lakish. Raya, ken, ken, ken. Ken. אני, תראה, לא הייתי משווה אותו לאסב, אבל אני מבין את הנקודה. הבנתי את
זה. הוא גם לא רוצה לקח ממנו את זה.
כן.
לא רוצה לקח ממנו את...
Right. ונתן לו אחותו. נתן לו אחותו. Yeah. יפה מאוד. Oh, right. אסב showed that... חזק ובאו. So that's one answer from the Tosfot. Okay. All right. וברבנו עובדיה מברטנורה. You know the Barthenura, aside from writing famously his Pirush on the Mishnah, the Barthenura has a little sefer on the Torah. He called it Amar Neke. So in the sefer Amar Neke, בפרשתן כתב, לפי שיעקב נתכוון לרעה, שלא היה רוצה שאחיו יהיה צדיק, כדי שלא יתקיים בו הברכה, הווה גביר לאחיך לקח נענש. This can be tied to what I told you from Rabbi Miller. Rabbi Miller said that in Slavotka they said that when he knocked in the nails, he was doing it with a little bit too much hana'ah. Maybe you can add to that what the Barthenura says. The Barthenura says that Yaakov did not want that his daughter should... Yaakov knew, yeah, it's possible that if Dina marries him, she will change him. I don't want him to change. You know why? Because then... he's going to have the bracha. His father said that when he becomes good, then it's going to be Eve Gevir Le'achecha. He's going to get the brachot. He had an interest that he should not become a tzaddik. That's why he was held accountable. Ad Rabbi, anechshav lo lizchut shemina'a mirasha. V'chen b'shut ma'im chayim. Le'agaon Rabbi Chaim Rapaport. Uksha. Hiksha ha'kaim alam memaran shulchan aruch ibn ha'ezer. Dim kilkel ha'meshutach ma'asav yicholah lachzor bo. We have a halakha in Shulchan Aruch in Eben HaEzer Siman Nun. Let's say you have two people, they're engaged. Maybe I shouldn't say engaged. They are Meshudachim. Meshudach means like they already is agreed that they're going to get married. That's called Erusin Kaze. Right, Erusin, Meshudachim. So the halacha is, Im Kilkela Meshudach Ma'asav. Let's say between the Erusin and the wedding, the Chatan, he went off the derech. He became irreligious. So the Kala can easily say, okay, I'm out. Even though they promised each other they're going to get married. And that's, by the way, taken very seriously. You know, the promise of the Erusin taken seriously. She's allowed to break it off. What do you mean? If he changes his ways, the halacha is she's allowed to... Ken, im yesh v'ze mila, im iftichu ha-mishpachot echad la-sheni, nachnu mitchatnim, lishbor shiduchin, ze davar chamu meod. Ken, ken, bevaday. Bevaday. So therefore you need the halacha in Shulchan Aruch to tell you. In such a case, mutar la, she's allowed, ve-kal v'chomer, ma'im kvar nishtadech yichola lachzor, im nitkalkela mikol sheken shelo yiten. So the Chaim Rappaport asks, if even after engagement you're allowed to break off the engagement, surely before engagement, you're allowed to say, Slicha, I don't want, right? So what? Again, what is Yaakov Avinu being held accountable for? Umtaretz, he answers, Sha'are leshon Rashi kashe. Because there seems to be here a little discrepancy in Rashi's lashon. What does he say? Shekatav, shemena'a me'achiv shema tachzirenu lamutav. It says he deprived her from his brother. Maybe she will turn him into good. Rashi should have written, Shemena'a me'achiv, v'shema ita chozeret oto lemutav. Rashi should have written a little bit differently. Not Shemena'a me'achiv shema. He should have said, Shemena'a me'achiv, v'shema tachzirena lemutav, with the vav. He should have separated the sentences. El al kochar tzeich lomar. So it sounds like Rashi means to say, דאם יעקב היה מונעה משום שעשיו היה רשע ושמה יקלקל את ביתו, that באמת, if Yaakov would have held her back because he didn't want Dina to get ruined, לא היה לו עונש. Then he would be understood. There wouldn't be a punishment. רק יעקב לא היה ירא מזה. דידע בביתו שהיא צדקת. He knew his daughter Dina is a צדקת, ולא יקלקלנה. And she would not be ruined. רק שמנעה מאחיו מחמת שהיה שונאו, שהיה רשע גמור, ולא היה רוצה שתחזיר אלו מטעם. This is similar to what we just saw from the Bartanua. That the Yaakov is held accountable because deep down, לפי מדרגתו, it seems like he didn't want Esav to do teshuva. He didn't want him to be חוזר למוטב. And that's מדויק in the words of Rashi. מה אתה רוצה לשאול?
עכשיו גם הוא קיבל מידה כנגד מידה. הוא ביטל שם, אבל הוא קיבל פה את הגוי פה.
כן, כן, המידה כנגד מידה זה ברור.
כמו שקרה.
יפה.
הוא יכול להחזיר את הסב בתשובה, והיה לו הרבה אנשים.
הוא
היה כוח שלו,
הוא
יכול להחזיר אותם, אז היה
משיח מגיע. וואו, אתה שמת עליו עכשיו הרבה מהמסע.
אני שמעתי מפורשים, אבל שפה היה עניין של החזרה במשיח. הרי היו הרבה אנשים אחריו, אחרי עשיו.
So he could have influenced many, many, many people. יפה, כן.
מה שאני שמעתי זה לפני הרבה שנים.
באמת, אבותינו הקדושים, they were held accountable to a very high standard. You know, very, very high standard. If I remember correctly, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Ani menaseh leizacher. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that Avraham Avinu, that they were punished because they were not mekarev. I think, who was it? Eliphaz. The daughter of Eliphaz wanted to come in to the family, and they didn't let her. And then Amalek came out from her. Amalek, that's it. So you see, you see from the Avot HaKadoshim, you know what my answer to all this, if someone would ask me this question, you know, what do you mean? Are we supposed to do such a thing? Are we supposed to give our sister, our daughter, to someone just because maybe she'll be machzirenu lamutav? My answer would be, of course not. Of course not. Yeah, but the Avot HaKadoshim were different. Yeah. 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 Avot HaKadoshim, it was different. They were held, yeah, to a standard, yeah, that you are in this world to influence the world. And you're able as much as possible to be mekarev. Yeah. And so therefore you shouldn't have been worried. Dina, first of all, she's safe. She's well equipped. She comes from the house of Yaakov. She's not going to be tainted. If anything, she is going to change around Esav. And you should have done that. The Avot HaKadoshim, we see this from Avram, from that Gemara in Sanhedrin. We see that there was this responsibility on the Avot HaKadoshim to influence, to be Mekarev.
Contrast that with Abraham Yishmael.
What is that?
Abraham Yishmael. He was there in the... He got rid of him. He has a bad influence.
So Lechaura, you're asking a strong question.
You're supposed to separate it.
So you're asking a question on what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So that might be a little bit of an opening to how to answer, because he's asking a very serious question. I'm saying over here that, you know, the Avot were held to a standard to be Mekarev, and here we see openly in the Torah that, no, Yishmael was kicked out of the house because he's going to be... Even more solid. Chazak uVaruch. My answer would be connected to what he said also. That's why Vayera le'Avraham, Vayera b'enei Avraham alodot b'no. What does it say there? That Avraham Avinu, he didn't want it. He felt very bad. And he needed Hashem to swoop in and to tell him, look, I understand. I know that you want to be Mekarev and you feel safe and all that. But here's an exception. I'm telling you right now, Kol Asher Tomar Elecha Sarah, Shema V'Kola, listen to her because she sees something here that is exceptional. So I think that would be maybe the answer to what you're saying.
Because he was his son, correct? It was not her son. She can see.
He's on a roll tonight. He's on,
it's like she has more...
Let's just finish here the piece. V'chen b'Torah Tmima, you know what's the Chumash Torah Tmima? Torah Tmima. Baruch Epstein of 100 years ago, he wrote a beautiful work on the Torah. Hiksha atzarich biur echan matzinu ke'aygavnu. So he has the same question. How do we find that there should be an obligation to give over your daughter? Shema tachzerenu l'mutav. I mean, there's also a chashash that maybe he's going to do the opposite. V'efshar lomar, he says also, Yaakov did not have a doubt if she's going to change him or not. He knew for sure. אַח מיפנה זה גופה לא רצה להסיע אותו לא כדי שלא תחזירנו למותב כנו כלומר שמסינתו I see he's bringing, everyone is saying the same thing as the Baal Tanura.
He tried to kill Yaakov.
So I don't want look at that. Avira Chamim, you're saying it's so nice. You are melamed zchut on Yaakov, because all these mefarshim are ganging up on Yaakov and saying no, he did it because he didn't like Esav and he didn't want him to become. So Rabbi Rachamim is saying, yes, good for him. Because look, he wanted et Yaakov achi. I'm going to kill him. You want to kill me? I'm going to make sure you're not going to do teshuvah.
What could it do? He's going to stable a murderer.
Very good. Okay. Very good. Very nice. Bekitzur, the answer is, so basically, number one, either you say, because there was hope for Esav at that moment, he showed some respect, that the Tosfot said. The Baal Tanura's answer, and some Achronim go according to the Baal Tanura in this, that because there was some hatred in the heart of Yaakov towards Esav, he didn't want him to be Yachzirenu Lamutav. But there's another answer, and I see it also basically from the Chazon Ish, the end that he brings down, that we are different. The Avot HaKadoshim, they had Ruach HaKodesh. They were able to know, if I give Dinah, she's going to change him. So that's why Yaakov is held accountable, because he could take that risk. He had the Ruach HaKodesh. We cannot take such a risk today, and therefore we would not. So to learn a halakha from that story would be a big mistake. That's what he's saying over here. And then, I know we're out of time. The last piece over here is, are we allowed to be a shatchan between goyim? You know, are we allowed to make a shidur between two non-Jews? Interesting. Let's say you have a friend, his name is Harry Smith, and you know this nice non-Jewish girl, and you and you want to make a shidur. Yesh inyan la'asot shidur? Mi amar? Who said? Between two goyim, no, chas v'shalom, not between. Between two goyim. So he says that basically what he comes up with is that there is no isur in doing that. It's not forbidden. But kivan shekatav shekibel shelo yishatchu, He says it's better, however, not to get too involved because then you might have to be invited to their parties because they're going to be too grateful and this and that. You're getting into a whole problem. And he brings at the end, the Knesset HaGdola, Yesh Leistapek, Im Mutar Lezaveg Akum, Umevi B'Shem Maram Chalewa De'asur. Maram Chalewa, one of the Rishonim, says it's not allowed. And he says, Mutar, Kevan De'Yisrael Noagim Bo Eter, V'chem B'Shut Zera Yemet. Ketav Latir Lezaveg Akum. Bekitzur, interestingly enough, it is a machloket haposkim, if you're allowed to make a shiduch. Many poskim say you are. You're allowed.
Yeah,
it's not a mitzvah, but you're allowed.
Their marriage is not a marriage.
Right. Right. So, but still, it's better that the world should be, Are HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Lo Tohu Bera'ah, exactly. The Shevet Yetzara. So Hashem is interested, you know, the Toevot that go on today, you know, with same sex and all that, this is a Toeva. Why? Anyway, what's the difference? They're not married. No. There is a Inyan that Goyim should be married as well. After all, don't forget, V'davak Be'ishto, Yeshuv HaOlam, V'davak Be'ishto is one of the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach, Gilui Arayot. What's Gilui Arayot? It's one of the seven Mitzvot Bnei Noach. What Gilui Arayot do they have? They don't have all our halachot, but they have one halacha, that to be married and to be loyal to your wife. So you see, even though the ishut, the actual kedusha of the marriage is not the same as by the Jew,
right.
It's obviously not kedushin, but it is an important civilized thing to...
Adultery is against the law.
Exactly, there you go. And it's against the Torah for the goyim, because Benoach.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming, Avotai.